I'm standing in the renovated Grand Marais Public Library building, and I'm standing back in the stacks, which seem to be a little less crowded. The aisles are wider. There's a space close by for watching a flat screen TV for Xbox and DVDs. There's quiet places for use of the computers, and there is a lot of space for the books on CDs and the movies. There's a nice size quiet reading room with a nice view. Adjacent to that is a kids' space with even with a little tent for kids to be in. There are some folks here who seem pretty excited about it. Are you one of them?
I'm so excited. I didn't realize I would be this excited, but this is our library now, and we get to spend time here, especially in the dark days of winter, to have a bright open space to spend time and read books.
Well, Elaine, what do you think? How does it work so far? You've only been open for a few minutes.
Well, everything is working so far, although it's only 5 after 10. But mostly I'm just really excited for all the customers to come in because I think they're going to really find it nice and comfortable, and the kids are going to have a nice big space, and I just can't wait to show it off to everybody.
This is about as private as you've ever had it.
Well, it's about as authentic an office as I've ever had. Usually I just sit behind the file cabinet and do my work.
Well, tell me, Linda, this almost looks like it's twice as big as it was. Is that, or is that just because it's so airy?
Well, we started out at about 4,300 square feet, and now we're up around 7,000. So we're pretty much almost doubled.
It seems like it's so much less crowded, and just kind of a real open sense, and that makes it maybe seem bigger to me. Also, it seems really bright and airy.
Yeah, we made sure we had lots of windows. They all open, so we're hoping to save energy that way on the shoulder seasons, you know, when we don't need our heat. We tried to make every area a little bit bigger. It does have a really nice feel of just being welcoming, you know, open, available places to sit.
But I'm particularly taken by the kids' space. That's a big space, and it looks like a lot of fun for the kids.
Yeah, I hope they have fun. We put them right on the south wall looking towards the lake with lots of open space. And we figure that adults can sit in that area as well and still have a view of what the kids are doing. And then anybody who wants it more quiet, we've got a separate quiet reading room so they can go in there and not be part of the hustle and bustle of the front desk and the children's area. But mostly we're here, and yeah, it's working well.
What do you think?
I love it.
You a regular library user?
I will be now.
You're walking around the library, and what are you seeing that's different?
It's bigger, definitely.
And as we talked earlier, you were homeschooled. So is this going to increase your use of the library by having it larger? And
it's the same stuff, although we were just commenting there's room for more media, it looks like, and there are more computers, and there's touchscreen computers the librarian just showed us that are brand new, so we're excited to look at those in the kids' area.
But can you show me that?
Fascinating.
Show me what that is.
The librarian said both of these computers were new today.
Show me how that works, Hattie.
Like, you can touch anything. Like, you can touch this.
Look at that.
Touch this. Yeah. And it lights up. Touch that again.
Turn from a pig to a dog.
Yeah, and then it can turn back into a cat, I think.
Why are all these colors on the keyboard? Does that help you?
Yeah, it must.
She was the first one to touch the screen. And then what did you say about how to keep it clean?
It'd be really hard to keep it clean because lots of people.
Lots of little sticky fingers on the screen, right?
Touching it over and over again.
It is fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so bright.